The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you so much for leaving a written review or sending us a voice message. Shalene loves them so much that she has decided that if we pick one of your written reviews or your voice messages and play them on one of her episodes, you will automatically be placed into a drawing where you will have the chance to win a free ticket to one of our live events and to meet Shalene. So go to your favorite podcast app and leave us a written review, or go to shalenejohnson.com/podcast and leave us a voice message. Good luck and hope to see you at one of our next events.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media, or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
So how much time do you spend currently on your social media? If you combine both Facebook and Instagram, just those two, how much time do you spend looking at content, developing your own content, you know, trying to boost the number of followers you have, increase your engagement, increase your likes? How much time do you spend on that a week? Think about that answer for a second. Okay. And now, just curious, how much time do you spend each week thoughtfully, strategically building your email list? And now combine your total followers on Facebook, your total followers on Instagram. What's that number? Okay. And now what I'd like you to do is total up the number of email subscribers you have. Whether you have one list or multiple lists, just total them all up for me. And I really hope that the number of email followers you have is at least half, if not equal to what you have on both Instagram and Facebook combined. And if it's not, that's okay, provided you listen to today's episode and make some serious changes, because this is some scary stuff. It could happen to you, and you need to be prepared for it. It's like one of those things. You know, I hope that no one ever breaks into your home, but you have a lock on your front door, and I hope that you lock your door every single day just in case somebody comes up to your front door and decides they want to break in. You want to make it a little tougher for them. You don't want to be left without. It's why we have home insurance. It's why we have health insurance, because we don't expect a catastrophe, but we want to be prepared should one happen. For me personally, the reason why I created Build Your Tribe, like if you go back to my original episodes, like the very first day that I ever filed with iTunes to have a podcast, which I don't even know what year that was in now. I think it was probably 2013. No, gosh, I'm not even sure. Probably 2013. That's a guess. But my very first episode for Build Your Tribe, my whole reason behind developing this podcast was to help people, sure, build their social media, start a business, come up with different ideas, ways to leverage these platforms to create additional income, but primarily to help people understand that the only real estate you will ever own is your email list. And that leads me to today's topic. And it's a topic that I wanted to share with you today, not because it's something new that's happening, but for some reason, all of these stories have emerged recently and made them, with these sensational headlines, made it newsworthy again. But for the record, this is not new. This is old news. Nonetheless, this week, and I know why, I've just been bombarded with people sending me links to articles that Instagram shuts down meme accounts. Like my Marketing Impact Academy students have been talking about it. I've received emails, text messages. You know, people are kind of like, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. What's going on? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that Facebook and Instagram shut down accounts without notice, and they've been doing this for years. It's not something new. Yet a couple of popular blog sites ran stories with the headline, Instagram shuts down meme accounts. Now, many people have read that headline and not really dug into the article and not really done their research, and everyone's sounding the alarms like, don't post memes. You know, shut down your meme accounts and be careful. Don't create themed content. Well, today I'm going to set the record straight for you and help you understand, first of all, what's really going on. Why is it everyone's talking about this right now? Can you still post memes? Can you create themed accounts? Why is Instagram and why are Facebook, why are they shutting people's accounts down without notice? I'm also going to help you understand what you can do if this does happen and what you need to do in preparation for it happening, because it could happen to you, but not for the reasons you think. First, I have to say, I know why people are sending these to me, and it's because one of the things that I have suggested people do for, you know, more than the last 6 or 7 years, I've been telling people, yes, build your own personal brand on Instagram and on Facebook, but also consider creating themed accounts that will either, they'll support your own personal brand, they help your personal brand grow bigger, and these types of accounts, they grow faster. And never has it been more true that these accounts grow faster than in the last couple of years when every single person and their brother is trying to create a personal brand. And all the Instagram accounts are starting to look the same, and people have these like curated, where it's like, you know, these curated accounts where it's an image and then a quote card and then an image and then a quote card, and everything has the same filters on them, what they call presets, and stuff is starting to look the same. And when things start to look the same, we stop liking things, and then engagement goes down, and then everybody freaks out. And really, it's made it much easier for people who are creating themed accounts or meme accounts to grow those much quicker. And so that's advice that, yes, I have been giving and I will continue to give, because that's the way things are trending. When we go on social media now, we're not so much interested in following individuals. We kind of are looking for things that are self-serving. Like, how does this help me today? Not just, is this interesting or is this person interesting, but how does this help me? How does this entertain me, motivate me? How does this relate to my interests? So themed and or feature accounts, whatever you want to call them, they are still the way to go, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean that they replace you also having a personal brand. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's something that we explain in complete detail in our Instagram report, which you can get your hands on for free. And it's ridiculous. It's so good. We should definitely be charging for this. And we've actually talked about that. And I don't know if we will. We might. And if I do, I'll explain to you how that all works and why we decided to do it and if it works out well, because I always share my answers. But for right now, that report is free and you should get it if you don't already. Or to receive yours, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. All right. So what's the deal with these accounts being shut down? These accounts are not being shut down because they are themed or meme or feature accounts. You're just hearing about these accounts getting shut down because they're huge accounts. And one of the reasons why they're huge accounts is, well, because they're themed and or feature accounts. But that's not why they're being shut down. These accounts are being shut down on both Facebook and on Instagram because the owners are doing things that are in violation of the guidelines and policies that Instagram and Facebook have in place. Things like fake followers, using third-party applications that follow for follow or unfollow large groups of people or like tons of comments, or, you know, just these things that are automated. So it's not really human behavior that's creating those activities. And Instagram picks up on those things. That's number one. And number two, if people are reporting an account, the more reports an account receives, the more likely that account is to just be shut down, without notification. I have to report accounts all the time that are fake accounts that are like using my name or one of our business names, and they pop up as quickly as we can report them. They pop up. If you look at up any celebrity's name, there's usually like 5 or 6 or 7 or 200 fake accounts. And as quickly as they pop up and people report them, they get closed down and they start up new ones. But if you've got like 10 million followers, which some of these huge accounts, we're talking, some of these accounts had 20 million followers and Instagram just said, bye, sorry, you don't get to play here anymore. It's our rules and you've broken them. And no, you don't get a hearing. And no, you don't get to explain yourself or defend yourself or anything. The account is gone. Now, again, these are accounts that have millions of followers. So if you have millions of followers, just sheer numbers means that there are going to be people who are just reporting you because some of the content they find offensive. Who knows why people report accounts? But the bigger your account, the more reports you're going to get being reported as spam or being reported as inappropriate. I mean, do you know how many times people comment under my stuff that my stuff is inappropriate? I'm like, are you kidding? Have you looked around? Really? Simmer down. But the more reports you get, the more likely your account is to be shut down. So the bigger your account is, the more likely it is to be shut down. You couple that with the fact that you're doing things that are in violation of the community standards and guidelines, your account is going to be closed without notification. It happens on Facebook every single day. It happens on Instagram every single day. The only reason why you're hearing a lot about it now is because a few sites have picked up on the story and made it, you know, a splashy headline. But it's been going on forever since the beginning of time. Keep in mind that even personal brands, people who are doing things legitimately, they have their accounts shut down for no reason all the time. On Instagram and on Facebook. It happens all the time, you guys. And I hear from people, they will send us emails to see if there's anything we can do. Like, I wish I had someone to contact at Facebook or Instagram. I have our reps that we do advertising with, but they can't help us if anything like that happens. But it happens all the freaking time. My own account was shut down, or I think they said I got a warning. That's what it was. I received a warning and I couldn't access anything on my Facebook account for, I believe it was like 5 days, because they were investigating the fact that I was impersonating Chalene Johnson. I thought, well, that's interesting. Now, how am I going to prove this? That was a couple of years ago, but I remember there was no phone number to call. There was no person you could plead your case to. It's like, here's my driver's license. Here's my social security. Here's my passport. What do you need? I just had to wait it out. I got a direct message from a gal the other day from an account that she had just started. Like, it had like 10 followers. And she was pleading with me to see if I could help her because she, for absolutely no reason, had her account with 113,000 followers deactivated with no explanation other than she was in violation of their policies, Instagram's policies. And I get the same kind of message from people on Facebook. These aren't people who have just lost their password or someone's hacked into it. Facebook is literally telling people, or Instagram will send people a notice and say, you are in violation of our terms. But they don't tell you what the terms are. So this most recent DM, the gal was like, this is 100% my sole source of income. I was using my Instagram account. I've been using it for the last, I think she said like 3 years, and I quit my job 2 years ago. It is my only source of income. What can I do? It does happen, and sometimes without explanation, and sometimes even when you are not violating any rules or policies, they can just decide for whatever reason. Maybe it's someone reported you. Maybe it's a mistake. But here's the lesson to be learned. Here's what you need to take away from all of this. It's borrowed real estate. They make the rules. I want to read you something. It's from a fashion photographer who was building her own Instagram account. She says, I'm a fashion and portrait photographer based in New York City. I opened up my Instagram account close to 5 years ago, and I've worked very hard to build a large following of over 135,000 followers. It's taken me half a decade to do this. And then on Sunday evening, when I tried to log into my account, I was denied access. All that I received was a message on my screen that said, quote, your account has been disabled for violating our terms. I never received any emails or an explanation or a note stating why my account had been disabled or even what terms I had violated. Losing my account with absolutely no warning and no explanation is nerve-wracking to say the least. I spent hours poring over Instagram's terms and services trying to figure out why my account had been shut down. But we could never figure it out. So my question remains, why was my account shut down? This person says, if I had to guess, I would assume it's because people just reported it for some reason. And if this is the case, it opens up the door for your competitors to just report another business and then have that business's Instagram removed. I mean, how horrible that someone can report their competitor's page and do so enough times that eventually it gets shut down. And with a simple Google search, I learned that all that I could do now that my account was shut down was fill out a form and then wait to see if my deactivation was a mistake. I did so numerous times. And as of today, I have yet to hear back from anyone from Instagram. There is no one to speak with, and there's no reason given for the fact that my account was shut down. Guys, it might seem incredibly unfair, and it might seem like something that happens to other people, but it's not. It happens to people with small accounts, big accounts, people who are doing shady things, like using third-party software and paying people to do stuff on their Instagram that is, you know, not above board. And it happens to people who are doing everything by the books. It happens. And there's nothing you can do about it when it does because you don't own it. You don't own those followers. You don't own that account. Frankly, you've agreed to use Instagram and Facebook. You don't technically even own the content that you're putting up on those accounts. It's crazy the things that we've agreed to simply by using these platforms. So if nothing else, I hope and I pray that you are taking this very seriously and remembering how important it is for you to build your email list. You need to build your email list. Who cares how many new followers you've added this month? How many new email subscribers have you earned? That's something you earn. You earn the trust of people. People are like, I really appreciate you and I trust you. And so here's my email address. And then you give them something of value, whether that's a webinar or an audio, a guide, an ebook, a lesson, free software, a discount, whatever it is. Think right now, in this moment, what more should you be doing? What more could you be doing to grow your email list? My challenge to you lifers is to not give too much attention this week to your social media, but to really, truly focus on building your email list. These stories are not new. It's been going on for years, and it's going to continue to happen. And it's going to continue to happen to great people who are doing all the right things. Don't let it be you. But if it is you, I want to make sure you're ready for it. And it's just a hiccup. It's just a bump in the road because your business has already been fortified by an email list of loyal lifers, people who they believe in you, they trust you, they want to know what you're doing, they know you're going to take care of them, and that is so incredibly valuable. That is way more important than anything you're doing on social media. All right, I'm off my soapbox. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I know it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I don't know how fun this was, but it was very important, and I will talk to you on the next edition of Build Your Tribe. If this has been useful to you, please send it to someone else you know who's probably investing a lot of time in social media. And I might ask a little favor. I'd love it if you guys left a review. So whatever app you're listening on, if you just went back to that app and wrote a review, that would be huge. So huge that I would want to personally thank you. So if you do take me up on that favor, please take a screenshot of it and send it to me in a direct message on Instagram so that, you know, I can say hello to you and I can personally thank you. All right, guys, I love you. Talk to you soon.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to ShaleenJohnson.com/IG hacks or by clicking the link below this episode. Shalene is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible with, by the way, lifetime access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth. And now I'm excited for you to hear what just some of our students have to say about Marketing Impact Academy.
I'm a student of Shalene. She taught me how to make millions of dollars.
I am being paid six figures a year.
I went from about $50,000 a year to over $200,000.
What Marketing Impact Academy has done for me, and that was to manage my time and to streamline my business.
It's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the steps, you get a return on your investment. That is my absolute favorite part about the Marketing Impact Academy.
But also, I've applied her principles in marketing to other industries, including venture capital, products, all kinds of bizarre products. Just in the last few weeks, we closed up a Kickstarter using her principles, and we raised over $400,000.
Whether you're a busy mom or just a busy person trying to juggle life and your business, I highly recommend trying Marketing Impact Academy.
You've got to learn how to market your business, and you've got to learn how to market your business the way that we are today.
I really want to recommend Marketing Impact Academy because it completely changed my life.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.